You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Heading for the station with a pack on my back. I'm tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack and hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, and pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but alas and alack, you need some compensation to get back in the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situations from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack, so put it right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Woo-woo, woo-woo, jiboogie. Choo-choo, choo-choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Settle down by the railroad track, live the life of Riley in the beaten down shack. So when I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack and watch the train a rolling when it's falling a jack. For I just love the rhythm of the clickety clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Woo woo, woo woo, jiboogie. Choo choo, choo choo, jiboogie. Take me right back to the track.
We do a Choo Choo Chiboogie with Arkansas native Louis Jordan off a 1999 Best Of disc to start this episode of Neon Jazz. Jordan was a pioneering jazz, blues, and rhythm and blues musician, songwriter, and bandleader who enjoyed his greatest popularity from the 1930s to the early 1950s. Known as the King of the Jukebox, Jordan was highly popular with both black and white audiences in the later years of the swing era. In 2004, Rolling Stone magazine ranked him as number 59 on their list of the 100 greatest artists of all time. As well as singing in many films, he appeared in Meet Miss Boxy Sox and Follow the Boys, both in 1944. Another fine jazz musician that didn't just have a face for radio. Thanks for joining me. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, ready to harvest a bit more of the jazz with you. Coming to you from the home of late-night jazz jams and echoes from 18 and Vine, Kansas City, Missouri. Featuring musicians like Tommy Dorsey, Lonnie Smith, Diane Reeves, and much, much more. Up next on the program, Sonny Stitt performs Cherokee off a very nice 2006 disc called Basquiat Salutes Jazz. Thank you.
This is Mike Matheny, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Yes, sir. The horns were on fire in that piece. That was Craig Handy and Joshua Redman with the lick. Yeah, man, off the 1996 soundtrack for the movie Kansas City. Robert Altman's film Kansas City was a 1930s gangster film, but much of the action took place in the Hey Hey Club, a black-owned nightclub and gambling den where an all-day, all-night jam session took place. These jams featured figures such as Lester Young, Coleman Hawkins, Ben Webster, Count Basie, Mary Lou Williams, and many others. To accommodate the film, set decorators descended on the 18th and Vine District to recreate the clubs that would be used as the bustling backdrop in the film. The film, starring Jennifer Jason Leigh, Miranda Richardson, and Harry Belafonte, had a budget of $19 million and only grossed $2.5 million worldwide. You could fill in the blanks on that one. At least we got a smoking soundtrack out of the deal. Let's get some vibraphones into the program. Here's Milt Jackson with Clay's Blues on the 1964 album In a New Setting.
Thank you.
That was New York native Dave Douglas with the song York off his 2002 disc, The Infinite. Dave is a jazz trumpeter and composer whose music derives from many non-jazz musical styles, including classical music, folk music from European countries, and klezmer. He has been a member of the experimental big band Orange Then Blue. Since 1993, Douglas has recorded more than 20 albums as a band leader. He has also performed and recorded with dozens of musicians. sessions, perhaps most notably with various John Zorn ensembles. With his own groups, Douglas has pioneered new settings for the trumpet and jazz. In more recent years, he has explored collaborations involving modern dance, spoken word, poetry, and film. Another restless musician keeping the creative juices flowing. Up next on the program, Max Roach gives us the track Tender Warriors off his 1961 album, Percussion Bittersweet. That was the Hammond B3 jazz organist and pianist Dr. Lonnie Smith with his rendition of He's a Mighty Good Leader off the 2003 tribute album Boogaloo to Beck. In the mid-1970s, Dr. Lonnie Smith converted to Sikhism, which is a 15th century religion from India, the fifth largest religion in the world. Smith has also been referred to around that time as Dr. Lonnie Smith, although the honor does not represent an academic doctorate degree. He has performed at several prominent jazz festivals with artists including Ron Carter, Dizzy Gillespie, Lou Donaldson, and Ron Holloway. He has also played with musicians outside of jazz, such as Diana Warwick, Gladys Knight, and Etta James. He was named the Oregon Keyboardist of the Year from 2003 to 2005 and from 2008 to 2009 by the Jazz Journalist Association. Next, we get a hefty double dose of cool with George Shearing doing a cover of Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life off the 1974 album The Way You Are. Thank you. That was the legendary big band, the Mills Blue Rhythm Band, with their 1931 song, I'm Sorry I Made You Blue. The Mills Blue Rhythm Band were based at the Cotton Club in New York City. The band was formed in Harlem in 1930, with reed man Bingy Madison as the first of its many leaders. It started life as the Coconut Grove Orchestra, changing to Mills Blue Rhythm Band when Irving Mills became its manager in 1931. At various times, the same group was known as the Blue Ribbon Band, the Blue Racketeers, Earl Jackson's Musical Champions, Duke Wilson and his 10 Blackberries, or the Harlem Hotshots. They worked steadily through the 30s, deputizing for the Duke Ellington and Cab Calloway orchestras. These guys were a testament to the power of group play in jazz, a key element up to the modern day in keeping things fresh and moving forward. Talking about the power in numbers, here's Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Bud Powell, Max Roach, and Charlie Mingus with a live rendition of the 1942 song Salt Peanuts.
At this time, we would like to play a tune that was composed by my worthy constituent, Mr. Dizzy Gillespie, in the year of 1942. We sincerely hope you do enjoy Salt Peanuts.
Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Salt peanuts, salt peanuts, the name of the salt, salt peanuts, salt peanuts. Thank you.
You're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? My tears for you make everything hazy, a cloud in the sky of blue. How true were the friends who were near me to cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you, you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you? Cheer me, believe me, they knew. But you
were the one who would hurt me, desert me when I needed you. Oh, you, 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 you're driving me crazy. What did I do to you?
Let's end the show with a group effort here. This is Tommy Dorsey's orchestra with, well, Get It. Speaking of kidding it, let us know what you think by reaching us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Thanks again for joining us on The Jazz Show. This is your radio host, Joe Domino, bringing you a slice of America's greatest original invention, jazz. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.